Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1773. One powerful tip for better workouts and more results, and a case for steady state cardio, both by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. And I'm Dr. Neil, your host and narrator. Hey there, welcome to another Saturday edition of Optimal Health Daily. Remember, this is just one of a bunch of podcasts we read to you from blogs for free so that you don't have to read them yourself, except on Fridays. That's where I usually answer your questions. Oh, and to check out our other shows, just search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this. And with that, I have 2 posts for you today, so let's get right to both of them and start optimizing your life. One powerful tip for better workouts and more results by Nia Shanks of NiaShanks.com. Strength training can be a bit overwhelming at times. After all, you want to do everything correctly, so you get the best results possible in the least amount of time. So you look for the best strength training program, the best workout split, meaning total body or upper-lower split, the best set and rep range, the best upper body and lower body exercises, how long to rest between sets and exercises, and the best equipment to use. Should it be body weight, barbells, dumbbells? As you can see, there are many details to nitpick over, if you choose. But often, it's the small, simple things that can make the biggest difference and have the most profound effects. Here's insider-only information shared recently in the Lift Like a Girl newsletter. It received such a great response that I wanted to share it with everyone. And this will also give you a glimpse of the stuff shared on the inside. Here's one super simple tip that will make your next workout better and more productive. Focus. Sounds pretty boring and underwhelming, doesn't it? But if you put it into practice, you'll experience the results for yourself. Here's what you do. During your next workout, focus fully and intently with total concentration on every single rep you perform, from the very first rep of your warm-up to the last rep of the last work set. Focus. Put 100% effort into every single rep. Perform every rep with a purpose. Don't just rush through the first few reps of a set in order to hurry and get it done. Slow down a bit if necessary and stay focused. Exception: I don't recommend doing deadlifts slowly, especially the lowering or eccentric portion. This is one benefit to heavy, low rep sets. Since you only do a few reps, it's easier to stay focused on every single one. Feel and focus on your muscles pushing and pulling the weight. Make every rep count. Whether you're doing 3 reps or 30, stay focused. If you're like me, you've noticed that sometimes it's easy to just rush through the first several reps of a set in order to get it done. But don't do that. I've gone through spurts where I just went through the motions and mindlessly performed my workouts. But whenever I slow down focus on what I'm doing, and put 100% effort and concentration into every set I have, my workouts are always much better. I get stronger, and my body just feels better. It also makes it much easier for me to listen to my body and make any necessary adjustments that day. Think about it. It's strength training intuitively. Focus and perform every part of every rep with a purpose. Do that, and I'm willing to bet you'll have a more productive workout. A Case for Steady State Cardio by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. Steady state cardio has gotten beat up and spat upon numerous times over the past few years. People everywhere have been trading in their walking shoes for shoes to sprint in, kettlebells for complexes, prowlers, bodyweight circuits, and other tools with which to perform high-intensity interval training and other forms of intense conditioning. Yes, I have read the dozens of research studies that show how interval training is far superior to long, slow cardio for fat loss, and how some people even gained more body fat when doing slow, long cardio. So it seems pretty cut and dry that interval training, complexes, bodyweight circuits, and other methods are the only way to go if you want to lose body fat. Well, I'm going to disagree and say that there is a time and place for steady state cardio, and that intervals and other high intensity methods are not always the best option for fat loss. In this post, when I refer to steady state cardio, I'm talking specifically about brisk walking. Walking at a pace which is quite a bit faster than how you walk through a store or when you're just going through a building. When I first created Fat Loss Detour, it didn't contain the fat burning components or various circuits and exercises performed after the strength training workouts or on off days that accelerate fat burning and weight loss. Fat Loss Detour was originally created for users to perform strength training workouts and brisk walking only. The reason I originally designed it that way is because that is how it was originally performed. From what I have experienced with myself and several of my clients, high-intensity work can sometimes interfere with the progress in the weight room, meaning they couldn't improve their performances by lifting heavier weight or doing the same weight for more reps. When I had my clients perform the workouts, my main concern was having them put 100% into the strength training workouts and to improve their performance consistently. To make sure that happened, I removed the high-intensity training from the program and had them engage in brisk walking 3 to 5 days a week, with the walks lasting from 20 to 30 minutes. Because of that change, their performance in the weight room was always increasing, and they were still losing fat at a rapid rate. Yes, I know research shows otherwise, but real-world experience has shown me that there can be a time and place for steady-state cardio. Am I telling you to stop performing high-intensity work for good? Not at all. High-intensity work and the fat-burning components in Fat Loss Detour will definitely help you lose fat at a fast rate and improve your overall health. I am saying, however, that if your performance in the gym is starting to struggle, or you're losing motivation to train, then replace your high-intensity work with brisk walks for a period of time and see what happens. Sometimes a simple change like this can increase your motivation, give your body a change of pace, and allow you to continue to make progress. You just listened to the post titled, One Powerful Tip for Better Workouts and More Results, and A Case for Steady State Cardio, both by Nia Shanks of niashanks.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at indeed.com/health. Just go to indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I'll talk about the first post, the powerful tip for better workouts and more results, first. Performing exercises with clear focus will also probably reduce your chances of getting injured during a workout. This is because you're going to be more in tune with your body. So when something doesn't feel right, you'll know it right away. And when something doesn't feel right, that's a sign you should stop. Plus, when you're focusing more intently on your moves, you may find that one side of your body is more dominant than the other. For me, I've always known that my right side, my right arm and my right leg, seem to be stronger than my left side. But when I really slow down and focus, I make sure that the left side of my body is also doing some of the work. Next, the second article about steady state cardio. I talk about the benefits of high intensity training on this show all the time, but that doesn't mean this type of training should be performed all the time. As Nia said, this can lead to burnout. Something I like doing is incorporating steady state, lower intensity cardiovascular activity in between high intensity interval training days. So every week, I have at least one day off where I don't perform any structured activity, but in between high intensity interval days, I'll have a day where I just do steady state, brisk walking or light jogging. Oh, and by the way, when I say I have one day off where I don't perform any structured activity, that doesn't mean I'm laying on the couch watching Netflix. Usually I'm doing chores, maybe taking a leisurely walk at the beach, going grocery shopping for the upcoming week. You get the idea. All right, that's it for today. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for being a subscriber of the show. I hope you have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.